On October 1st, 1958, NASA opened for business.
This is Innovation Now.
In 1955, both the United States and the Soviet Union pledged to orbit an artificial satellite as part of the International Geophysical Year, a multinational endeavor to study Earth and its environment. The special year was planned to run from July 1957 to December 1958. In October of 1957, the Soviet Union managed to upstage the U.S., successfully placing Sputnik into orbit. After the Soviets launched a second, larger satellite, Sputnik 2, carrying a dog named Laika into space, President Eisenhower established a committee to advise him on a response to the Soviet launches. The committee recommended the establishment of a new civilian space agency built around the existing National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics to promote peaceful research in space. After much discussion, Congress passed the Space Act in July. On October 1, 1958, a year after Sputnik was launched, T. Keith Glennon became the first administrator for an agency that soon began to make space history of their own. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.